Hi everyone, it's Jonathan here. Another one of my semi-irregular podcasts here. It's been, first of all, I need to apologise. It's been a real busy couple of weeks for me with restoration work that I've been commissioned to do, and general kind of painting and decorating and exterior work and stuff like that, trying to dodge the showers, which I'm sure if you work outside, you know what it's like. And that's what this podcast is dealing with this time. It's a pretty random one, just dealing with some of the work that I've been doing. One in particular, I managed to finish today, actually. I was commissioned with the restoration of a Victorian door. The details of it is that it's a south-facing door. I think it is about 100 to 150 years old, round about that, in between that kind of time period, definitely 100 years old. Speaking to the clients that I was working for, the age of the house and the houses round about. The door is south facing, it's a dark green colour, you know, ultraviolet light in sun all year round. There was a lot of blistering in places. Flaking and peeling paint in various bits, and because it's a functioning front door, the clients use it all the time, and it slams and things like that when they have the back door open. The open joints had all cracked and split, and there was a fear that rot could take hold of the door. Now, fortunately, it's a beautiful, beautiful hardwood door. And I advised to actually strip it back to bare wood to start afresh, instead of trying to paint over the existing paint layers. And it went really, really well. The standard of the original finishing of the door was superb. The way that it was put together. It's quite exceptional, the kind of craftsmanship, the artisanship that went into doing it, and basically it made my job a hell of a lot easier, because I was just gilding the lily, as my lecturers used to say at college, which is a nice term really, trying to improve on perfection. And here comes my daughter with hiccups. Hello. You okay? You got hiccups? You need to have a drink, don't you? So, anyway, the project went really well, and the clients were really impressed with the kind of finishing of everything. If you go on my website, actually, which is all the W's, jgdecorator.vpweb.co.uk, you can find a link to my gallery where I have posted a selection of pictures, basically from start to finish, of how the door looked, the kind of processes by which I did the work, and finally, you know, how it looks at the end. So take a look at it. I've put brief descriptions of the work that needed to be done, the products that I used. Again, it's all the Dulux Weather Shield range that I use, but I tweaked a couple of things this time. I used wire wool in my preparation, in between coats, instead of like a soft sanding pad. My daughter's still hiccuping in the background. And take a look at it. Leave a message if you've got any questions or queries about the methods that I use or the products that I used. You can leave a message on this audio boo page. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/JGDecorator. Again, you can check out my website, jgdecorator.vpweb.co.uk. That's it. I'm off to France for a couple of weeks, so you probably won't hear from me for 2-3 weeks. But that's it. See you next time. Bye.